Well, I'm very pleased to have Margaret Mills with me once again. And Margaret, this time you're going to be looking at the explorer, Captain Oates.
Indeed. To give him his full name, Lawrence Edward Grace Oates. Mm. Now, we've probably all said at one time or another, Oates' famous last words, "I'm going out, I may be sometime." Mm. And those were indeed the last words he ever spoke, as far as we know. Mm. Oates is a very interesting man. The family home was at Gestingthorpe in North Essex. Mm. He lived there from the time he was 11 years old with his parents. They were a well-to-do family, and he followed the usual path for the son and heir of a well-to-do family. He was educated, went to university, and then entered the military. He entered the Inniskilling Dragoons, where he became a captain. He was a very active sportsman. He not only enjoyed hunting, shooting and fishing, the traditional country pursuits, but all forms of games. He was a very accomplished sailor. His father owned a yacht, and it's said that he was crewing his own boat from the time he was about 10 or 11 years of age.
Amazing.
So he was an amazing man. He was quite a daredevil, very much involved in the Boer War. In fact, during the Boer War, he sustained a very serious leg injury that basically never really healed. He was always in search of adventure, always looking for the next challenge, as they say. And when he heard that Scott was planning an expedition to the South Pole, naturally he wanted to get involved. It's said that he bombarded Scott with letters explaining his qualifications and saying how fit he was to come on the expedition, and also making a point of telling Scott that he was experienced looking after animals, in other words, horses and dogs, because obviously dogs would be involved pulling the sleighs. There's a bit of a discrepancy over whether Oates actually paid a sum of money to go on the expedition. Some people firmly believe he did. Mm. Others say, no, he didn't. He got onto the expedition purely on merit because Scott recognised that this was a man he could do with having with him. But whatever happened, they went on the expedition. And it was on the return journey that catastrophe struck. Mm. The supplies began to run out. The weather was far worse than they'd anticipated, and Oates began to suffer from the leg wound that he'd sustained in the Boer War. It's said that the wound on his leg actually opened in the cold and caused him excruciating pain. When he realised that he was actually slowing down the expedition, he decided to take what many have described since as the gentleman's way out. And he walked out into the snow, into the blizzard, knowing that he was ill and he had no chance of survival. And the other members of the team knew exactly what he was doing. They tried to dissuade him, but he refused to listen. And with those words saying, "I'm going out, I may be sometime," he disappeared and was not seen again.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret.
Thank you.